Exclusive: American Truckers United. Shannon Everett. U.S. Truck Drivers Competing with Foreigners: Third World Living Wages. By Hannah Knudsen on April 9, 2025. American truckers are having to compete with foreigners. Shannon Everett, co-founder of American Truckers United, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, describing the major issue American truckers continue to face. There's been a narrative that's been pushed out for several years now that we've got this driver shortage crisis. In fact, I think we only have about 3.5 million truck driving jobs to fill across the country. Our data from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration that we've analyzed shows that we have over 6 million United States commercial driver's licenses that have been issued. So we have more than enough people that have been issued licenses for the 3.5 million jobs that exist. But nobody wants to be a trucker, Everett said, explaining that it is because they now have to compete with slave wages. The American trucking industry is experiencing a replacement of the American truck driver with this new truck driver that is being brought into the country and being dumped in, he said, explaining that it is difficult for U.S. truck drivers to compete with foreigners from Eastern Europe and Asia and all these places that are used to making third world living wages. They're used to having third world living standards. So they don't mind living in the trucks. They don't mind never going home. They don't mind making a third of what an American truck driver makes. And so the American truck driver is continually being pushed down. Their standards are being pushed down. Their wages are being pushed down. So, of course, no one wants to drive a truck, he said. Everett said there are loopholes that are making this a reality. For instance, the U.S. is allowing foreign commercial driver's licenses to be used on America's highways. He pointed to one example with the death of Scott Miller in Colorado in a semi-truck crash. Scott Miller was killed by a driver who had been deported 16 times. He was under deportation orders at the time of the accident. And so I knew exactly what was going on with that driver, because of my experience with the cross-border lanes and the competitors, he added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Shannon Everett, April 9, 2025. Everett said that they believe that controls were in place to stop the insourcing and flooding of the industry, everything would adjust properly. But what's going on today that's even a bigger problem than what we just described is the issuance of U.S. commercial driver's licenses called non-domicile CDLs to non-citizens. That just started in 2021 under what's called the Biden-Harris Trucking Action Plan. And so we actually have non-citizens, just similar to what you saw those reporting on recently. Yeah, hey, we found out these guys are getting EAD cards. We found out they're getting social security numbers. They've left one loose end. They also got commercial driver's licenses, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.